This is Chris Gardner of the Houston Roundball Review with another One on None podcast. In this episode, I'll give an update on the University of Houston Athletics announcing its name, image, and likeness program, and much more. I waited to do this podcast because I was waiting for U of H to make its announcement. I had mentioned in previous podcasts that I know U of H was in discussions and trying to finalize everything and dot those I's and cross those T's. Well, on June 28th, they got it done and made the announcement. Name, image, and likeness becomes a law in 7 states in 2 days, on July 1st, 2021. Monday, June 28th, the University of Houston Athletics Department announced the launch of LIFTOFF, all caps, LIFTOFF. It will be powered by the C.T. Bauer College of Business. That's the college of business where I graduated from U of H. And Open Doors to insist in its name, image, and likeness program for student athletes. Y'all know I refer to them as student assets. But this info right here that I'm going to be mentioning is the U of H press release. So keep that in mind. LIFTOFF's mission will be to serve Houston student athletes assets with focused educational training on NIL rules to lift their personal brands during their collegiate careers and to launch their postgraduate opportunities into the future. Located in the most diverse city in the U.S. and positioned in the 4th largest media market in the country, the name, image, and likeness era will bring enhanced visibility to Houston student athletes assets. The comprehensive partnership and its resources will be available to all student athletes assets and is designed to positively impact student athlete assets, branding, education, and storytelling. UH will partner with the C.T. Bauer College of Business to utilize on-campus experts in entrepreneurship, business practices, financial management, and personal branding. Bauer College is home to the Sivia and Melvin Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship, ranked number 1 in the U.S. on the Princeton Review and Entrepreneurs list of top 50 best undergrad programs for entrepreneurs in 2021. Through LIFTOFF, UA student athletes assets will have access to Open Doors Ready, the market-leading education platform on NIL. With Open Doors Ready, Houston will provide student-athlete assets with custom brand value assessments, live consultation sessions with industry leaders, and on-demand access to the NIL Masterclass, which is an education series featuring experts on brand building, monetization, and financial literacy from leading brands including Instagram, Twitter, The Players Tribune, and Overtime. UH student-athlete assets will continue to be equipped with Open Doors Social, the content sharing platform that has been utilized by the athletics department since 2019. Since becoming an Open Doors Social partner, UH student athlete assets have downloaded nearly 10,000 pieces of on-demand, high-quality photo and video content for their social media channels. UH will also use Open Doors Monitor to allow student athletes assets a seamless option to disclose deals and monitor activity through an all-inclusive compliance dashboard. Open Doors Monitor is the compliance product athletes use to protect their brand. With Monitor, athletes, notice they didn't say student, athletes can seamlessly disclose activities to simplify compliance and safeguard eligibility. Institutions are able to evaluate transactions and protect their interests. More than 40,000 athletes around the world use Open Doors to understand, build, protect, and monetize their brands with support from partners including the PGA Tour, NHL, NFLPA, that's the NFL Players Association, Major League Baseball's Players Association, the WNBA's Player Association, LPGA, over 100 pro leagues and pro and over 100 professional and collegiate sports teams, and hundreds of brands. UH joins Cincinnati, SMU, UCF, and USF as American Athletic Conference member schools who have announced NIL programs for their student assets. That's what I know of, those five right there. Next, also Monday, June 28th, the good old NCAA Division I Council voted to recommend the Division I Board of Directors adopt an interim policy that will suspend amateurism rules related to name, image, and likeness. The board meets Wednesday. While opening NIL activities to student-athletes, student assets, the policy leaves in place the commitment, and this is all NCAA, the commitment to avoid pay-for-play and improper inducements tied to choosing to attend a particular school. Those prohibitions would remain in effect. If adopted by the board, and it will be, of course, the temporary action would remain in place until federal legislation or new NCAA rules are adopted. One more time. The temporary action would remain in place until federal legislation or new NCAA rules are adopted. The policy provides the following guidance to member schools, student assets, and their families. College athletes can engage in NIL activities that are consistent with the law of the state where the school is located. Colleges and universities are responsible for determining whether those activities are consistent with state law. Student assets who attend a school in a state without an NIL law can engage in this type of activity without violating NCAA rules related to name, image, and likeness. College athletes can use a professional service provider for NIL activities. Student assets should report NIL activities consistent with state law or school and conference requirements to their respective school. With the NIL interim policy, schools and conferences may choose to adopt their own policies. So that's the NCAA policy, NCAA press release, basically saying, schools, y'all go ahead and do it. We don't want anything to do it. That's what I just read. That's what I just said. On Wednesday, the board will review the council's recommendation and any additional information that comes to light. Governance committees in divisions 2 and 3 are also expected to vote on the interim policy by Wednesday. Keep this in mind. The NCAA Legislative Solutions Group, a committee of school and conference athletic officials, spent 2 years crafting a 30-page legislative proposal to govern NIL. One more time. The NCAA Legislative Solutions Group, a committee of school and conference athletic officials, spent 2 years crafting a 30-page legislative proposal to govern NIL. The policy was almost approved twice. It was expected to be adopted in January, but a letter from the Department of Justice raising antitrust issues within the document delayed the passage at that time. The Division I Council was then expected to ratify the legislation this week at its meetings Tuesday and Wednesday. However, the June 21st Supreme Court decision in the Alston case, a unanimous NCAA loss, resulted in the latest delay. The Supreme Court's opinion raised concerns that any permanent NCAA legislation that restricts athletes' compensation would result in more successful legal challenges against the NCAA. Think about all that. They had 2 years to get this done. Kick the can down the road. Kick picking it down the road. Waited for Congress to make it happen. Now, all of a sudden, days before July 1st, we're going to go ahead and let the schools do it on their own. Many states in the U.S. were preparing to follow the NCAA's original legislative proposal for more than a year. Now, days before the July 1st effective date, these schools and their conferences must scramble to create NIL policies with little guidance or oversight. The NCAA continues to underwhelm. Reminder, shifting gears, listen to and or watch Dr. Cavill's Inside the HBCU Sports Lab with host Dr. Kenyatta Cavill, the Dean of HBCU Sports, and his co-hosts Mike Washington and Charles Bishop. You can catch the show on Houston Roundball Review Radio during the week from 9 p.m. to midnight, or you can watch their show on Facebook Watch or at Inside the HBCU Sports Lab on YouTube. Doc and the guys have added a Thursday show and also a Sunday show to the lineup. As a result, fans, followers, and supporters have 3 days each week to get info on their favorite HBCU teams. I'm not going to touch on NBA playoffs too much. Tune in to and watch Three Folks Talking Sports, the new show that I'm a part of, along with Andy Yanez, who's now with the Community Impact Newspaper here in Houston, and colleague journalist Willie Gibson from Ohio. The three of us do a weekly show. It may become more days than that. I may branch out and do my own solo stuff on YouTube. Did a show this past Sunday, June 27th. We discussed a lot of stuff, a lot of topics. Penny Hardaway interviewing for the Orlando Magic job and what his potential departure could mean for Memphis basketball, Memphis Tigers basketball, as well as the AAC. Becky Hammond, Chauncey Billups, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Rockets in the draft lottery, NBA playoffs, a lot. So trust me, tune in, go to my YouTube channel, Houston Roundball Review, and watch it. It's about 90 minutes long. It's one of our best shows of the three or four we've done so far. So if you haven't already, subscribe to my the Houston Roundball Review YouTube channel so you can get the notifications of our next show and future shows. Our next one will be this Friday. Talk about sports, basketball, sports, maybe some football as well. Three folks talking sports. I say three folks because at some point there will be women joining me on the show as well. So don't worry about that. My one on none podcast and my interview / conversation podcast are available on podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn, as well as on the Houston Roundball Reviews radio station at roundballreview.airtime.pro. Tune in to Houston Roundball Review Radio at roundballreviewradio.airtime.pro for more audio from me and also additional audio from colleagues discussing the Rockets, Houston Texans, HBCU sports and culture, and also women's basketball. I'm KG, Chris Gardner of the Houston Roundball Review. Visit my website at HoustonRoundballReview.com for articles and links to my podcasts and videos. And while you're at the site, also support the Houston Roundball Review, aka the HRR, by contributing via PayPal, or you can contribute via the Cash App. My account, Cash App, is Christopher Gardner, spelled KristopherGardner. You can also sign up via links on my site and get the Disney bundle, which includes Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu. When you sign up via the links on my site, I do earn a nominal commission. You save when you bundle all three. If you already have one of those three streaming services, you can add the other two and get the bundle. The Houston Roundball Review is also a web affiliate of Fanatics.com, the American online retailer of licensed sportswear, sports equipment, and merchandise. As a web affiliate of Fanatics.com, I do earn a commission when items are purchased via links on my website to Fanatics.com. I have posted team-specific pages for the Houston Cougars, Rice Owls, Texas Longhorns, Texas A&M Aggies, and Texas Southern Tigers, and also a link to other HBCUs And all those links are posted on HoustonRoundBallReview.com. The Houston Round Ball Review has been around since 1994. Remember, the Houston Round Ball Review, local name, national perspective. Thank you for your time. Take care.